Hi, and welcome to another edition of Healing Points with Cassidy. This is Series 2, Episode 6. And the title to today's episode is PTSD, My Experience. This is part one. I'm going to do subsequent videos about my experiences with PTSD and how I got my healing from PTSD. But today I'm just going to share a little bit about how it affected me mentally and emotionally. So I'm going to give you a little bit of background first. I was severely abused as a child from about the ages of 2 to 8. After 8 years old, my parents divorced and the physical abuse ended. The mental and emotional abuse didn't, but the physical abuse ended until I was an adult. And then I married an abusive man at a very young age. I was 19 and then he was physically abusive to me. But I'm going to go back to my childhood and talk about some of the abuse. I'm not going to talk about all of it, just a little bit of it. So my father was a pedophile, and he's passed away a long time ago. He was a pedophile. And when I was 8 years old, he put a gun to my head and raped me because my mother was divorcing him. And, so that caused me to have severe PTSD at a very young age. And so by the time I was an adult, I was severely PTSD. Not just PTSD, I had some other mental and emotional issues that I have resolved, but that was because that's the topic of this podcast and video series right now. I'm only going to talk about the PTSD aspect of it, but there were way more problems. I was really fucked up. I mean, I don't know how else to say it. I was just severely fucked up. And so I want to talk about some of the effects of the PTSD for me and what I experienced. And one of the things that I experienced is something called hypervigilance. I call it hypervigilance mode because it was like this. It was like in my brain, I was always waiting for the next shoe to drop or the ceiling to fall in or something else bad to happen. Just that's how my brain thought, like, you know, something bad's about to happen. Kind of like a scared animal that's always on guard. I was like this scared. I was a scared animal, basically, always on guard, always waiting for something to happen, someone to hurt me, someone to abuse me. And when you live with that kind of a mindset, that is what you draw to you. Hence the reason why, as an adult, I ended up in abusive relationships, more than one, just so you know. And I wasn't doing all of that on a conscious level. I was doing it on a subconscious level. I wasn't aware that that's how I thought at the time. But it was. So it felt like, looking back on it, that I was in like a mental war zone all the time. And it sucked. I'm going to be honest. If you're living with PTSD, I feel for you because it sucks. And really, well, let me finish going over what was going on in my mind back then. So I lived in hypervigilance mode all the time. I lived afraid all of the time. I woke up afraid. I went to bed afraid. I ate lunch afraid. I had children afraid. I mean, I lived in constant fear all the time. I had severe trust issues with human beings for good reason, for damn good reason. I was triggered by my past pain all the time. And now triggers are something I have talked about in other videos, and I'm not going to go deep into triggers today. I may do it again in another video with it being related to PTSD, but I was triggered by my past pain all the fucking time, like all the time. And I was, like I said, in protective mode all the time. So I was always on the defense, always waiting for something to happen. But what I want to say about that is that I got my healing from PTSD. And if I got my healing as fucked up as I was, and let me tell you something, I was really, really messed up. you can get your healing too. And one thing that I've learned is that if you're going to overcome any mental abuse, emotional abuse, or any PTSD, which comes from trauma, and I had a lot of trauma in my childhood, severe trauma. And if you're going to overcome these things, you've got to learn how to think differently, and you've got to become a new person. Not even the old person that you were before these events happened, which for me, I don't know who that was. I was too young. I didn't have a personality formed yet. My personality formed out of PTSD, which makes it, I think, even more severe because I didn't have anything to relate back to, like any normalcy in my brain. I've had to learn what healthy thinking is, what normal thinking is. I've had to teach that to myself and learn it. I did get a big majority of my healing in therapy. I had a fantastic therapist, and having the right therapist is important. But what she taught me was to go back into the pain, back into the event, face it, yes, relive the pain, and process it out of your system, out of my system. That's what I literally had to do for years. It wasn't one or two therapy sessions and I was done. It was years of hard work. And even after I stopped going to see my therapist, I still had years of hard work that I had to do to overcome the PTSD, the pain of my past. So literally going back into the pain, processing those emotions, it's energy that is stored in the body, and releasing it. And yes, through tears, not just through tears. It was for me through tears, through anger, through screaming, through punching a punching bag, through, I can remember one time getting a log, like a tree branch, and just beating the hell out of a log, actually, to get the anger out of my system. You've literally got anger, pain, trauma stored in your body and your mind. And the key to healing is to getting it out of your system. And I will in subsequent videos talk about PTSD and how it affected my life and my children and how it affected my relationships. And there's a lot to talk about. I mean, there's a lot to talk about. But aside from talking about how the PTSD affected me on a daily basis, and it did, I also want to encourage you to seek your healing, because you can get your healing. And if I can do it, hell, as fucked up as I was, anybody can do it, honestly. And I want to encourage anyone listening or watching this video to know that you can get your healing too. Was it hard? Hell yes, it was hard. Hell fucking yes, it was hard, because you have to relive those past horrible traumatic experiences, you know. But I know for me as a child, I didn't have the emotional tools that I needed to process any of that pain. And a lot of times, even as adults, when we go through traumatic events, we don't have the know-how right then and there to process all of that pain. Or maybe it's just an overload and it's too much pain. So it gets stored in our body and in our brain. And then after that, it affects our life every single fucking day. It affects the way we think, it affects our relationships, it affects our trust issues, it affects intimacy issues big time. It affects every aspect of your life. And it sucks, and it's hard. And I just want to encourage you all again, if you're listening and you're here, you can get help and you can get healing from it, because I've done it. That's why I'm making these videos. That's why I'm making this podcast, to let people know you can get healing from PTSD. Now, do I still have the memories from a lot of those events? Yes, I can remember a lot of those events. I could sit here and talk to you about them. But the pain from those events is what's gone. So once you process the pain and you release the pain, then the trauma's gone. The memory might be there, but there's no pain attached to it. So then it cannot control your life and your thinking patterns any longer. And it does control your thinking patterns. It controlled mine most of my adult life. I would say I've been free from PTSD for probably a good 5 years. Some of it 10, some of it longer, some of it 15, some of it 20. But like I said, even after I stopped going to therapy, I still had a lot to process and had to go back and face more pain and process it out of my body. And I have done that successfully. It became a way of life for me. And I'm very happy that I've been able to do it. And my life is completely different because of it. Now I can actually feel I'm not numb inside my body any longer. I was numb majority of my life. Now I can feel. I can feel joy. I can feel happiness. I can feel the tickling inside and the different things inside, the good things inside that we're supposed to feel as human beings. And once the pain is gone and processed out of your system, the triggers will stop. You'll stop getting triggered by those events and by that pain. This is the first episode in my PTSD experiences, and I'm going to share more as, you know, I guess things come to me and I feel led to share. So stay tuned. I hope this is helping someone out there. If you have any feedback for me, if you have any questions, if you have any comments, or if you'd like to share any of your PTSD experiences with me, please feel free to do that. You can find an email address on my website at www.egcassady.com. And I hope that I've said something today that can help you. There is healing available, and I just want to encourage people to seek that healing. Thank you for joining me today.